Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. Thank you for joining us. We've got a good show for you today. I'd like to welcome in our guest, Janet Farley. She is the Mount Carmel MilSpouse Career Program Manager. Good to have you here. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Very nice to be here.
And we have Katie Lally. She is Special Assistant to Mayor John Southers. Welcome to KRDO.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. All right. So our first segment is called Partners on Point. And we continue to talk about this a lot, the underemployment of military spouses. And part of that reason is because they move with their spouse as the service member gets changed throughout the country and the world.
Yes, they do. And with those moves comes the challenge of finding employment everywhere you go, having to pack up your whole house, move to a new location, and find a new job. It gets to be exhausting, and it gets to be very difficult.
Sure. And how is the mayor involved in helping alleviate that problem here in Colorado Springs?
Well, Janet and I are here today representing the Military Spouse Career Coalition. We are both co-chairs of that. And the coalition is a group of community organizations and military representatives who advocate for spouse employment.
Okay, that's terrific. Thank you for doing that. So what are some of the things and the messages we want to get out today?
Well, one of the messages we want to get out today is, first of all, Military Spouse Appreciation Day is May the 10th coming up. So this is one way we can honor our spouses by letting them know about our existence and what we're doing. We have a website that we can direct people to really get in the weeds about what we're doing. It's Colorado Springs, MSCC.com. But what we basically do is we serve as a resource for military spouses seeking an employment. We serve as a resource for employers to educate them about the benefits of hiring spouses. And we also serve as an we track legislation that affects military spouse employment.
Let's give a couple of statistics here real quick. MilSpouse national unemployment, 24%. That's a high number because the national unemployment rate is very low right now.
Exactly.
And MilSpouse underemployment, 56%. Another high number.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. Every time a spouse has to move somewhere, it's like starting all over again. So you don't get to acute seniority. And you come in at the basic level, so your salaries don't increase every time you move either. So it's a struggle, and one of the reasons it's so important is because without a second income, military families find themselves in financial difficulties.
Exactly. You know, it's been said before, and I'll say it again, when you're married to a service member, you're serving too. And there is a price for that. And we thank all of our military people who serve our great country. We're not trying to put that off, but it's just there's a sacrifice that's being made.
For sure.
It's true. And spouses that want long-time careers, who are professionals, are finding it harder and harder to pursue a meaningful career as they move around so often.
What are some of the things that you, when you sit down with military spouses and to help them get employed, what are some of the things you do for them and help them? What do you talk to them about?
Sure. Well, the first thing I like to do is get a good assessment of where they are professionally, their work history, what they've done, and what they want to do. And then we certainly want to find a fit with that in the community. So key at Mount Carmel with our MilSpouse Career Program and key with all of our coalition members who also, many of them work directly with spouses too, is we try to find the right fit for them. We're that instant network for them when they come into the community. And the beautiful thing about the MSCC is that we do. We have representatives from education, from workforce. The Pikes Peak Workforce Center is a big partner. All of the schools here, businesses, elected officials. So it's a really unique kind of powwow of individuals that really, really care about military spouse employment, employment, and that really affect positive change in that area.
And Colorado Springs is unique in many ways as far as the military, because look how many installations we have here. We have the United States Air Force Academy. We have Fort Carson. We have Peterson Air Force Base. We have Schriever Air Force Base. We have Cheyenne Mountain Air Station. So it's a military hub. U.S. Northern Command is headquartered in Colorado Springs. So when you work with employers in our area, how are they receptive to hiring MilSpouses?
Yes, they are. We thought we'd have a challenge educating employers on the benefits of hiring a military spouse. They're highly educated, they're team players, they're very resourceful. And with the low unemployment rate, they're looking for pools of workforce. And so instead of having us to educate them, they're asking, where can we find them?
I would imagine most military spouses are quite organized and efficient because mm-hmm. of what they have to do moving around. Sometimes a member is deployed for months and months mm-hmm. or years, mm-hmm. and so they have to take care of the family. So they basically have their act together is a good way to say that, correct?
I couldn't agree with you more.
Okay. Any other message you'd like to get out?
Well, just if you're an employer, certainly hire a military spouse. Look at the strengths that they bring to the table. If you are a job-seeking military spouse coming into the community or transitioning out of the community, know that they're, go to our webpage. You know, again, ColoradoSpringsMSCC.com. There are job seeker resources, employer resources, and if you want to keep your thumb on the, on what's going on legislatively, you certainly can do that as well.
And Katie, if folks want to reach out to you at the mayor's office, what do they need to do?
Give me a call. I'll tell you my number, 385-5484.
Go ahead, please.
I wanted to finish up with one of the reasons that we're such a strong coalition is because we all are advocating for the reason that military spouse employment is so important. The bottom line is that when spouses cannot find meaningful employment or a military family has financial instability, then the service member decides to get out. Right. And that affects military retention rates, which affects military readiness.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't have said it better myself. By the way, the MSCC is recognized by the Association of Defense Communities as a model program. If you're listening to this right now and you think this information could be beneficial, please share it. Let people know about the podcast. You can email it. You can download it. You can listen on your smartphone. We try to make it as easy as possible to get the information out.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate the opportunity to highlight the Military Spouse Career Coalition today.
And please let everyone know where Mount Carmel is located.
Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center is located at 530 Communication Circle here in Colorado Springs. For your GPS, it's 80905 zip code.
And it's on the west side of Colorado Springs. What's the phone number?
The phone number is 719-772-7000.
All right, ladies, good to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Our next segment, we're going to talk about some success stories, and we would like to welcome in Dr. Ash Aragona of Star Dental. It's great to have you here, Doctor.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's our pleasure. Let me tell you a little bit about the doctor before we talk about the impact that Star Dental is making in this community and actually throughout the country. You served at Fort Lewis, Fort Hood, and Fort Carson. You were deployed to Kuwait, Iraq, Afghanistan. You left the Army in 2018. You have a wife, by the way, who's also a dentist. That's terrific. And three children. Thank you for your service.
And she's also still in the Army.
She's still in the Army. Oh, so you still got the ties.
Yep. So I'm a dependent now.
All right. You can go to the commissary.
That's right.
All right. All right, Doctor. Let's go ahead. And I'd like to talk about tell me about the impact and what Together We Smile is doing.
So Together We Smile is an organization that works obviously with veterans and also just people in need. And it provides very high-tech dental care and mm-hmm. very advanced dental care for patients that are completely without teeth, some single implant, things like that. But it's absolutely life-changing surgeries that are being done for a very low cost.
And you're having an impact not just in Colorado Springs, but with doctors from out the country, correct?
That's right.
Tell me about that, please.
So doctors from throughout the country that want to learn implantology will actually take a course. It can be 3 days or 4 days, depending on the course that they select. And my particular course that I took personally was 3 days. And it's just a very intense program, but very, very good program to learn implantology and how to place implants and restore them.
If there's a doctor listening right now and they want to take part of this, what do they need to do?
Well, you can either call Star Dental Institute. There's also a way through Nobel Biocare, who's an implant company, that it's in their website on training. Mm-hmm. And so they're actually a partner with Star Dental Institute and Smile CE, which is Star Dental Institute's CE company that
okay.
they use.
All right. So. And if someone is listening right now, maybe they need some dental work or they know someone who could benefit from this program, maybe they're down on their luck, something like that, how do they get that work performed?
So they have to obviously call Star Dental Institute, mm-hmm. make an appointment. They come in and they're screened because not everybody's a candidate for implants. You have to be, you have to have enough bone availability and mm-hmm. and you have to be healthy enough to accept the treatment.
Okay.
What they can do is they can call, make an appointment, and then a free cone beam CT scan mm-hmm. is taken. And a cone beam CT is basically a three-dimensional picture of the structures of the jaw, and it allows us to know exactly how much bone is there and if an implant is even possible.
Okay. And I just want to let everyone know that obviously, as we mentioned at the beginning and the end, Star Dental is helping fund this podcast. Thank you very much for doing that. We appreciate what you're doing for the community, what you're doing for the veterans. That's great. STAR is one of only four organizations nationwide that trains dentists from around the nation in these high-tech procedures. And again, thank you, because you know, we see the stories of veterans that something happened when they were deployed. They're on the streets of Colorado Springs. And, you know, it's terrible to see someone who served the country and then be out down on their luck.
Right. Yeah, it really is a shame. But I think, you know, to be able to help those veterans for me has been, you know, just wonderful. It's really hard to see that mm-hmm. as somebody that served myself, and I can see how it happens because you've got everything in the Army, it seems like, is taken care of for you. Mm-hmm. And then you get out and you kind of lose an identity that you had. And mm-hmm. it can be very hard to overcome just leaving the Army.
And some military jobs, not all, but some military jobs don't necessarily have a good civilian career path, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. I was fortunate that being a dentist in the Army, it translates very well to the outside, but yeah, for a lot of soldiers, it can be a very difficult transition.
Okay. Final question I have for you, Doctor, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, is I understand that you are looking for people that to get into the dental industry, some training, people that are transitioning off military active duty or maybe spouses.
Correct. So for those individuals, we have training for front office, for sterile tech, and for lab tech, and basically front office, I think, is pretty self-explanatory, mm-hmm. you know, making appointments and all that. But sterile tech is somebody that cleans the instruments and gets them ready for the next patient. Mm-hmm. And then lab tech, obviously, is actually fabrication of, you know, dentures and crowns, and it's all three are very sure. in demand. So.
Now, you're working with Mount Carmel to help get people to these programs. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And this is not something that where Star Dental Institute has to hire you. It's in demand all over the country. So, you know, it translates anywhere you decide to go. So if you're a mill spouse, it works out well. Mm. If you have that training, if you have to PCS, it's
exactly. So if someone would like to maybe. They're interested in those positions that you just mentioned. Do they contact Mount Carmel?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Our next segment, we'd like to welcome in Keegan Meyer, the owner of Springs Dry Eye Center. Welcome to KRDO.
Hey, thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here because you're doing some great things for the veterans in this community, and you will soon have two locations in Colorado Springs.
Correct.
One will be at Mount Carmel,
correct? Correct. Our Mount Carmel location is going to be strictly optometry-driven for providing full comprehensive eye exams and glasses to veterans. And again, this is actually something that is covered by the VA. So again, when you come in, if you are a veteran, if you have a primary care physician at the VA, you can call them and actually say, hey, listen, I'd like to get an eye exam. your yearly eye exam. And also, you can also get a pair of glasses covered, both of them, the exam and the glasses covered through the VA, through us at Mount Carmel. And basically, again, how the process starts is just calling the VA and letting your primary physician know that you need to get a referral letter.
Okay, and is this good for veterans' families as well?
You know, it is not. So I believe it is not correct. It's strictly just, but again, we want to take care of the veterans on this. So
absolutely.
If you do, so let's say you are a veteran and you have kids and you may be on, you know, Medicaid or whatever it may be, we do take that other insurance for the kids to make sure that your whole family is taken care of.
That is terrific. So this is basically, they need to call, make an appointment, and come in and see you.
Yeah, and so what I want to do, too, is, you know, we kind of put this together in the beginning to call Mount Carmel, but what I'm actually going to put out there right now is for any veteran that is interested in getting this service, even if you are somewhere else, I want to get veterans. I was kind of telling you earlier, Mike, that I really want to focus on the veterans as far as, you know, there's other places in town like ABBA Eye Care that I previously was part of my family's until we sold it. Oh. And so it's now owned by a private equity firm. So that's why I'm thinking, you know, they care of Medicaid and other insurances, VSP. I want to focus mainly on and primarily on veterans. That's why I'm going to build this up here with Mount Carmel. It's been great with Dean and Bob and everyone. They're bringing me on the team as a partner. But I want to start this there and really kind of build with the 140,000 veterans that we have here in the Pikes Peak region to get the awareness out, number one, but also take care of them. Because something I do want to bring up is, as veterans that may be listening today that have been to ABBA or another private practice in town, they realize when you go through this process, it's not a simple process.
Okay.
You have to call the VA. You have to get a referral. They send a referral to TriWest. TriWest then calls you, the veteran, to set up the appointment. Then they have to call the provider. It's a crazy mess. I want to try to simplify this process as much as possible. But the back end, when you get your glasses, a lot of times when you come into ABBA in the past, you know, we'd have to wait for payment and all these different things, and that could take weeks to months. And veterans were very, very upset about that. So I want to streamline this process to where you maybe only wait a week and a half to 2 weeks for your glasses. You're coming in, you're leaving happy, you have your glasses, you're getting what you're coming in for. So that's my goal and purpose of doing this.
That's terrific. You described bureaucracy really good there just a couple moments ago.
Yeah, exactly, right? I'm going. And I've called the VA. I said, hey, listen, let's work with me here. Mount Carmel, let's try to streamline this process. And it's been a little tough, but we'll see how things go. Just keep pushing, I guess.
So one more time, if you're a veteran, you can get your annual eye exam. You can get glasses if you need a prescription. And this is going to be taken care of. It's paid for by the VA, but you'll expedite the process.
Correct. Exactly. But how it works is, again, ophthalmology is taken care of at the VA. But optometry, which is that yearly comprehensive eye exam and glasses, is not provided through the VA or by the VA at the VA off of Fillmore. So again, this is what's called a community outreach program. You can go out and get it done. But again, I want to build this up in Mount Carmel since it's such a wonderful place with all the things that they've done. I just recently gone over there and see the behavioral health and all the things that they're trying to build over there is beautiful. So I'm very excited.
And when do you move into Mount Carmel?
Thank you for asking. So basically, the first eye exam or date that we're going to set for eye exams is May 29th. Because again, this whole process, it takes several weeks, you know, or a week or so for them to get all that done. But May 29th, it's a Wednesday. We're going to start this. And I'm thinking what we're going to do is every Wednesday we'll have the eye exams. We'll start with that and see how it goes.
Okay.
If it catches fire, I mean, I'd love to do 5 days a week if we can. But we'll start with every Wednesday. May 29th will be that first date. And also real quick, because I know it's coming, you're going to ask me. As far as getting a hold, like I said, I want the veterans to call me. Because again, this process is a little difficult. So I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to make sure I write your name down, your information when you call me. And make sure and follow up to make sure that you did get through to the VA and that you did get what you need as far as getting that referral to the TriWest from the VA doctor. So the number they can call is 719-596-2020. Again, 719-596-2020. And you'll reach me. And when you call me, I'll get your information. I'll give you everything you need to start the process. But I'll make sure that we get through it together and that you follow up and that you get the referral letter that you need.
Terrific. Keegan, thank you. And thank you for everything you're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate you. So I look forward to this. So.
The owner of Springs Dry Eye Center, Keegan Meyer. And once again, just want to remind everyone that Mount Carmel is here to help veterans transitioning active duty military and their spouses and family members. They are located in Colorado Springs at 530 Communication Circle. It's on the west side of Colorado Springs. And if this information has been beneficial and you know someone that can what you think that needs to hear what we're saying, please spread the message, share this, send a note out. You can email the podcast, download it, things like that. We'll see you again soon. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.